against a chimp.
Well, excuse me. Amy was testing you. I was rooting for you. Good job on that banana box, by the way.
Why would she even do this?
Well, she's been conducting an experiment on apes where they're given various puzzles to solve. I was surprised at the complexity of the puzzles and thought some humans wouldn't be able to solve them. And that's when Amy said, "Want to make this interesting?"
Make this interesting? You bet money on me?
What, no. We designed an experiment involving you. See? But now, isn't that interesting?
It's not interesting. It's incredibly insulting.
Okay, maybe this will help. Imagine you're holding a pen. Before you go too far, not a special pen with your initials engraved on it. That'll make the next part really hard.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's it. Get out!
I don't understand why you're mad at me. You should be mad at Amy, like I was this afternoon. Hey, look at that! I let it go!
Get out!
Penny?
What?
I think I left my pen in there.
We understand why you're upset, but he worked really hard to get the store ready. It's just furniture.
It's my mom's furniture. It belongs in the house I grew up in, next to that pile of TV guides, and in plain view of what, for a 10-year-old, was a quality piece of string art!
Howie, if the store succeeds, Stuart has a source of income and he can move out of your mother's house. Seems like some old furniture is a reasonable price to pay for that.
That is a good point. I didn't marry you for good points. I married you to blindly support me no matter how ridiculous I'm being!
This is why I had to rewrite our wedding vows.
Hi, we're here to pick up an order for a comic center.
Sure, let me go check on that.
Dude, I think that's Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, look at that.
And he's picking the tomatoes out of his salad just like I do.
I always did feel a connection with him. Oh. I have got an idea.
We're not selling his tomatoes on eBay.
No. If we got Captain Reynolds from Firefly to do a signing at Stewart's store, that would be amazing.
That would be great.
So should we go talk to him?
I don't know. If he's not nice, it's going to make it hard for me to watch him in anything again.
What? The guy who plays Jon Snow was a jerk. We still watch Game of Thrones.
He was a jerk because you rear-ended him.
I was distracted. It's weird seeing a member of the Night's Watch with a kayak strapped to his car. Come on. Hi. Excuse me. I don't mean to bother you, but we're big fans of Firefly and Dr. Horrible.
Oh, I think you made a mistake. I'm not an actor.
Don't say that. I mean, you're not Dame Judi Dench, but you're pretty great.
I think I'm Nathan Fillion, but I'm not. So if you don't mind, I would just love to eat my lunch.
Come on. Sorry to bother you.
Don't know why he's so grumpy. I got mistaken for that guy in Life of Pi once. I'm still floating.
Sheldon, it's me.
Oh, hey! Did you see that? I figured out how to open the door all by myself. Maybe I'll fling some feces around my cage to celebrate.
What are you talking about?
I know you've been giving me secret puzzle tests.
Sheldon, open the door.
I can't. I'm naked.
I just saw you.
Hang on.
Open the door now.
Oh.
Pull up your pants.
It's not a big deal. I run tests like this on undergrads all the time. If you fill out some paperwork at the university, I can get you $5.
I don't want $5. I want my dignity.
So what are we talking, like $10?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Sorry again.
No problem.
Are you sure you're not him? You can tell us. We're scientists, not crazy fanboys.
All right, fine. I'm him.
And you're eating alone at a deli. I don't buy it. You're not him.
Look, I just wanted to eat my lunch in peace, but I really am him. And thank you very much for being a fan. If you want, let's take a picture.
That would be great. Yeah, great. Thank you.
Wait, hang on.
If you're really Nathan Fillion, what's the line from Firefly about your bonnet?
I swear by my pretty floral bonnet, I will end you.
That's it. That's the line.
Although, mind you, the line doesn't make me Nathan Fillion.
Do you want the picture or not?
I want a picture with Nathan Fillion.
How about a picture with a guy who looks like Nathan Fillion, but a little more annoyed than Nathan Fillion usually is?
What do you think?
That's good enough for Facebook.
I can't believe they did that.
I know. It's so insulting. At one point, they had me figure out how to get a banana out of a puzzle box.
Wait, Sheldon gave me a banana in a box. He was testing me, too.
Unbelievable.
And how could a chimp even solve that? That was impossible.
Really? You couldn't get it out?
Thank you.
Wow, the store looks great.
So you guys were testing us both? What is the matter with you?
Yeah, what's the matter with them is they think they're so smart, they don't care if they hurt other people's feelings.
That's
sounds
not
like
true.
Us. I still don't understand why you're upset. You solved every puzzle faster than all of the chimps.
Well, except Barnabas, but he was on Adderall.
Sorry, but it's making me crazy.
Can you please just let it go?
Oh, I can help you with that. Imagine you're holding an ordinary pen. While your favorite pen is safe and secure in your pocket. Hold that thought. Hello?
How can I make this up to you?
The answer's in this puzzle box. Let's see if you can open it. Warned him about the furniture.
Well, that's what I said when we moved it.
You helped him?
No, Stuart picked out those throw pillows all on his own.
Hey, you okay?
No.
What's wrong?
My mom died.
What?
That was my aunt. Ma took a nap. She never woke up.
Oh, my God, Howie.
I'm so sorry.
What can we do?
I don't know.
May I say something?
Not right now, Sheldon.
But I think it would be comforting.
Buddy.
No, it's okay. What?
When I lost my own father, I didn't have any friends to help me through it. You do.
I really thought he was going to say, let it go.
Okay, thanks, Benedict. Travel safe. Okay, bye. They booked a flight. They're heading to the airport now.
How's Howard holding up?
He's hanging in there.
How are you doing, Stuart?
Still can't believe she's gone. I mean, that woman took me in. If it wasn't for her, I would have been homeless.
One of us would have taken you in.
Yeah, I don't recall any offers. But you know what? I'm glad it worked out the way it did, because I got to know this wonderful person.
Yeah. Mrs. Wolowitz was pretty special. When I first moved to America, Howard was my only friend. And she made me feel so welcome in her home. Which says a lot, because those first few years, she thought I was the gardener.
Whenever I saw her, she'd...
say I was too skinny and try and feed me.
She did that to me, too.
Don't take this away from me.
I didn't care for her yelling. But now that I'm not going to hear it again, I'm sad.
If you want, I can yell at you later.
It won't be as good.
All right, let's have a toast. To Mrs. Wallowitt, loving mother, to all of us. We'll miss you.